What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Defocus Media Podcast. You know, there is a lot of entrepreneurial spirit in the young generation of optometrists out there, and we love featuring young ODs and young OD students that are bringing something new and innovative to the world of optometry already in their young career. Today's guest has done just that. Please welcome to the show. This is Chelsea Layden.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. This is a pretty cool opportunity to have, talking to some pretty established people so early on in my career. So I'm very thankful that you guys have me on here today.
Well, Chelsea, you are no stranger to the spotlight. So go ahead and tell us about yourself and your background in optometry and what that new and innovative idea that you had that really has garnered a lot of attention within the community already.
Yes. My name again is Chelsea. I'm actually from Lakeville, Minnesota. I'm 25 years old. I'm a current student at Illinois College of Optometry. I'm actually a first year there. So I'm just kind of getting started in my optometry career. I'll just give you a quick background here. For undergrad, I attended Quinnipiac University, studied pre-med there. Some biomedical sciences. I also played Division I hockey there as well. Hockey is actually a huge reason why I chose optometry to begin with. Do you want to kind of hear how I got into the optometry world a little bit?
Absolutely. Let's hear it all. We want to know everything about you.
Oh, okay. Then sit back and we'll get you there. After I graduated from Quinnipiac University, which is in Hamden, Connecticut, I was fortunate enough to have some doors open for me for hockey. One big dream of my life was to actually play hockey at the highest level I could. And the other big dream of mine ever since I was little was to become a doctor. So in my final year of college, which was my senior year, I was actually invited to be part of the USA women's hockey team. And to me, that was like not even in the dream. I never thought that was even an option for me. So that was an incredible opportunity that I had. And no, I never made the Olympic team because the Olympics are actually this winter. So I'm in optometry school. So I didn't actually make the Olympic team, but I was in that USA program. And I was also one of the first players to ever sign a contract with the National Women's Hockey League, which is the first women's hockey league in the United States to actually pay players a salary to play professionally. So that was also an amazing experience that came to a close really fast. Actually, I had a few injuries in that year that really set me back from playing any more professional hockey. So I knew at that point I really needed to start focusing on my other professional career as a doctor or whatever that may be. I still didn't really know what path I was going to take. So it was kind of a really big moment for me. I decided to come home back to Minnesota. And it was then immediately when I got home, I actually got a phone call from a old vision training coach. He was the person who I went to for all my vision therapy and when I played professionally. And it was an incredible program, but he actually called me to ask if I wanted to help him run his program with him. And for me, I was like, okay, well, I'm looking for kind of the next adventure. I'll work a couple days a week for him. And then maybe I'll just go scribe in a hospital somewhere else because optometry wasn't even on the radar for me. So long story short, I agreed to do that. And I was working in his office, which was actually in an optometry practice. And it was actually there where I ended up meeting one of the strongest mentors in my life. Her name was Dr. Sarah. She owns Wink Family Eye Care, and she actually owns two different practices. And she's the one who actually came into the vision training therapy room and actually saw me working with students and stuff. And she just asked me if I wanted to work for her. And having a doctor ask me to work for her, it was just like such a big compliment. And it all kind of unfolded from there. I never really pursued it. It kind of just unfolded that way. And I saw how Dr. Sarah kind of lives her life, how she can be a mom, a doctor, and she can own her own business. And it was basically everything that I wanted in profession, and I just completely fell in love with it. So that's kind of how it happened.
Well, you've had such a really big history and past already, and we haven't even talked about the company that you created, 24K. So tell us a little bit about that and how that got started.
All right, so I always wanted to like own a business. I'm the type of person who clearly never rests, and that's just where I thrive. I'm always looking for new ideas, and I just love sharing those ideas with other people and working together together to kind of build something from them. So once I stopped playing hockey, I wanted to use that money to start a company or to invest. And my dad, who is actually a business owner himself, he's in the restaurant business. He told me if I ever wanted to start a new business, that there were two things that would be wise for me to follow. One was do something you know, and two, fulfill a need. So I was always keeping my eyes out for potential opportunities that would, you know, fit this formula. And I finally found something that I was passionate about, which was optometry, and something that I wanted to make a lot better, in a sense. So basically, so the doctor I worked for, she was one of the most organized people I've ever met. She ran her business top notch, so well, and she really did have her stuff together. Her patients loved her, and you know, her office was just a really special place for everyone. But one of the areas that I saw kind of a downfall, or like kind of like kinked her, you know, 5-star customer service, to say, was actually something that wasn't in her control at all. And it was actually from the frame companies. There always just seemed to be issues there, whether it was frame warranties, you know, they're always a pain, you know, they're just trading frames in, you know, 2-for-1 policies, where if you do want to get rid of frames on your shelf as a doctor, you have to risk the fact that you have to give back 2 and you only get 1 back. And I just saw so much messiness in this process. I wanted to make it a lot more simpler and easier for doctors just to be able to enjoy that process. And so I just took basically everything, you know, I obviously talked to Dr. Sarah and other doctors and other students about this too, just parts of the frame industry that I thought could use some improvement. And that's pretty much where the base of the company came from. Some of those being efficiency, you know, frames simply take too long. Getting a warranty frame, as you guys know, it can be so chaotic. Like, this poor patient doesn't have a frame because they broke it, but you have to send the frame back, and it just can be a really messy process. And I don't think that's really the goal. I think the main concern should be, you know, this patient doesn't have a working frame and needs one. It's technically a medical device. Like, let's get our priorities straight here. And another kind of area that was a hot topic for this company is exclusivity, just having something that you can't get online, especially for the doctors and for the patients. It's kind of like a win-win, just having something where you can't just go online and buy it. It's something that each practice can have that's exclusive. And I thought that was also pretty important. Then efficiency. Some people don't want to make like scheduling appointments with frame representatives and all that stuff. So we actually offer to send our entire collection to practices for anywhere up to 3 months. Usually people keep it for a month and they decide if they want to keep the frame line or they don't. And we just send our entire collection to that practice, and they are able to work with our frames and see if the frame's a good fit for their demographic. So there's really a lot of different parts to the company, but that's kind of just in a gist. The most important part that I love, love, love about the company is it's a charity-based business. So every time a frame is sold, we actually donate a frame, whether it's to like VSP's I Make a Difference program or to some kind of charity. That's something that we do too. And I love that part about it. It's awesome.
Well, Chelsea, Jen and I are big fans of eyewear, and we love independent eyewear designers. Let's dive a little bit more into the frame materials and just a little bit more about what type of frames it is that you actually design and that you're using.
Of course. So that was, you know, obviously the business model as far as to the doctors and all that stuff was very important to me. But the other branch of it was obviously having a product that is fashionable and also high quality. So it actually took me over a year to solidify the original 24K frame collection, where there's now about 17 different models with neutral colors. I really wanted the neutral color component. So after some research, I started off this whole adventure kind of totally like on my own. No one I knew really had any idea of what the heck. Like, I knew I wanted to do this, but I didn't really know where to start. So like many other companies probably do, I started off looking in China just because I feel like they have everything and anything you possibly need. So most people probably do that at first. But after like receiving the samples and different acetates and plastics, I just wasn't happy with the quality. So I just kept looking and kept researching. And eventually it kind of zoned in where I was able to reach a branch from the Italian acetate company, Mazzucchelli. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. That's right.
We're going to say yes. Yeah. You won't get any corrections here from Daryl.
And so I've actually seen their acetate in a lot of other frames. And I love how they put the colors together. I love the material. The material is something that you can heat up and it makes really good adjustments, but it's also not too, I would say, dry. It has that moisture content that you're able to get that really good frame fit. So that's something that I loved about their plastics, their acetate. So once I decided that that was going to be the type of material that I wanted to use for the frames, I actually decided that was going to be it. And it's so weird when you have this idea or this drawing or this, you know, this kind of fake thing, and then all of a sudden it becomes a reality and you actually get the real sample and you're holding it with your logo, and it's so weird. It was the weirdest feeling ever, but it was really fun. It was a long but really fun and rewarding process.
So when you've created these designs, and you said very important to you, neutral color scheme, wearable frames, where do you see doctors positioning it on their frame board? Is this kind of an entry point competitor against someone who might be wanting to shop online or a Warby, or where do you kind of see doctors branding it in their office?
Yes. Warby is definitely one that I would compare it to. It's just kind of like your everyday neutral frame, that it's not luxury, it's more modern. They go with everything. The majority of people that I've talked to say this is a perfect frame if you're going to use like your insurance and you want to buy a frame that's going to last you two or more years. This frame will go with everything. And that's one of the reasons why I chose neutral colors. As much as I love really fun, funky frames, which I hope to come in the future, I really wanted to start off the original collection with something that people can wear every day and over a long period of time. And that's really what the goal for this original collection was. So I would just say Warby would be a big one, just any kind of everyday, modern, contemporary eyewear.
Daryl, I know, thinking, you know, about how we both view eyewear, so many of us in our offices, when we think of this section, like what we're something that patient comes in, they say, I want what's covered by my insurance, or, you know, I'm going to buy $99 glasses online. Like, what do you have in that price area? We oftentimes think of our HMS or high margin frames, and they're just like a collection of discontinued models, random designs, whatever was left over from last season. And that board is always a straight up mess, to tell you the honest truth about the look and the feel. It doesn't tell anybody anything except for these are closeout. And then 24K, Chelsea's design, she's coming in and saying, we're going to give you that wall of your package frames that you're giving people at a price value, but it's uniform. It's got a specific design aesthetic to it. And it's not closeout discontinued frames. These are frames with a very powerful warranty that she's going to take care of you on the back end with any exchanges or warranty breakage, and make it like a really doctor's office friendly user experience. So I think revolutionizing the HMF board is a really good thing for you to have gone after.
And then also, Jen, don't forget the message too. You know, she's going to help out with every frame that's sold. So, I mean, overall, it's just a phenomenal package that Chelsea has put together.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's really fun. And I think, you know, if you're ever going to do something and have the mindset to always be, you know, focusing on those things in life, whether it's giving back or it's something beyond a company, you know, that to me is so important. And I feel like you can't fail if that's your mindset, because you're really, it's not all about, you know, the business and whatever, but it definitely has a bigger impact than just, you know, 24K. So it's pretty cool. But thank you guys so much for saying that. That's awesome. That's really nice.
So let's talk about this name. Where did you get 24K from? You know, when I hear that name, I think of something very expensive like jewelry. But where'd you come up with the name?
Oh, that's such a good question. I get that question often. But 24K is, I took the name based on what's called the Golden Rule. And the Golden Rule is actually across many different religions and beliefs. And basically, in simple terms, what it means is to treat others the way you want to be treated. And for me, that's one of like the things I really try to live by, just to treat others the way you want to be treated. And that always kind of refocuses me on what the business is really about. And so I'll never get distracted from true reason for starting the company. So I decided to just put it right in the name.
Well, Chelsea, one thing that I really love about your brand, your line of eyewear, is definitely the names. If you could actually go in a little more detail in regards to how you came up with these frame names.
Basically, like I said, the name is 24K. you know, the golden rule. And what I did is this actually took way longer than it needed to name each frame. But I just took a really powerful word that I think that if someone looks at that word when they put on their glasses every day, that it can actually spark some kind of motivation or encouragement throughout the day. I really put a lot of thought into each word, and it was definitely not just me who came up with the names either. I was bouncing back and forth like a crazy woman trying to really just pick the right words. And yeah, so that's a really good point too. Every part of the frame is really thought out very, very intricately, including the name. And you know, you see names all the time on frames that you're like, what the heck does that even mean? But I feel like once you actually see the names of each of these frame model, you'll kind of know where I was coming from with each of them.
Absolutely. And the one that really touched me was the eternal. I mean, I love what you have written down there. Live as your soul as is forever, and do not limit your goals based on earthly endings. And then I also really love the design that you've come up with as well. So I mean, kudos on that. And one cool thing, all the followers on Defocus Media, Chelsea's actually going to give away one of these amazing frames. Well, Chelsea, one thing I will definitely tell you is that story is amazing. And that's something that you definitely need to talk to your consumers about, because Jen and I, we love a great story about a brand. I mean, that's how you can sell your eyewear in stores. I mean, people are all about branding, all about storytelling. And what you just said, that should be the exact thing you state to every single one of your consumers or customers. It'll make a world of difference, because once they believe in that, you know, it's easy for them to sell in their offices as well.
Totally. And I love having that like personal connection with everyone. Like, it 24K is a pretty small company right now. But I love having that, you know, personable conversation with people. But that's also something that I actually kind of wanted to ask you guys, because you have a lot more knowledge about this than I do. But I'm kind of at a point in 2018 now where I would like to, you know, grow a little bit more and expand. But I don't want to advertise my company in a way that's like in your face advertising. You know, that's not my style. I don't want uncomfortable sales pitches or anything like that. I kind of want these conversations to happen organically. And so that's kind of my big focus for 2018. But I kind of wanted to give you guys the stage to kind of just see what you had to say about just in general, how I could probably do that in this world, in this industry, and all that stuff.
I actually don't think you need too much advice though, because let's kind of take a step back. When you go to your social media, it's on fire. You have, you know, 7,800 followers. They're actively engaged. You're posting all the time. So you're growing your business in a wonderful way. And now just as you're in optometry school, you're going to be exposed to being able to attend so many conferences. I say get yourself to Vision Expo. Get out there and meeting other doctors and other industry mentors. And they're going to continue to kind of share your stuff organically. But you're doing everything amazing. That's how we found out about you, through a colleague, Dr. Garlic, over at 2020 Glance. And I know she kind of came across you through social media. So for you to be a first-year optometry student and not really kind of out and about yet with meeting other mentors within the profession, you already have such a huge name and buzz around what you're doing, because you've had that social media marketing message from the beginning.
Wow. Thank you guys. That's awesome. That's really good. Just guidance and kind of where I can go with this, but definitely going to different conferences and expos will be something where I feel like those conversations can happen organically, like you were saying. But definitely, I'm thankful for you guys having me on this podcast too. This is very cool for me.
So what are your plans for 2018? I mean, I know you're at ICO and you're bombarded by all types of optometry work, but what are your plans for the company for 2018? And how are you able to manage a growing company as well as your student activities?
Yeah, well, for 2018, I would say the big thing that we want to be doing for 2018 is I want to really put up polarized sunglass frames in my collection, just because I feel like that's kind of a necessity. And I'm kind of working on what kind of lenses I want to put in those frames right now, whether it's, you know, a gold lens, a specialized custom gold lens, or if I just want to do something a little more basic. So that's kind of the discussion right now for 2018. Maybe putting in a couple more different models and stuff like that too. But as far as being, you know, an entrepreneur or like having a business and a student, 24K doesn't necessarily add a lot to my plate. It's really kind of like my hobby, as funny as that sounds. And I love being in contact with the doctors and and staff at each location. So it brings me a lot of joy and makes me feel so connected to those practices. And two, again, it's not as big of a company. So as much as I would absolutely love to grow more and more, the small dynamic, you know, makes it more manageable too at school, because obviously school is very consuming. I also do have a frame representative in Minnesota that takes care a lot of the Minnesota sales and stuff like that. So she's great. So it's not just me. I would like to possibly bring in more sales representatives in other states too. Obviously, it would be awesome to have it in Illinois, but I am kind of trying to figure out where I want to kind of go next with where I want the frames to kind of start selling. Obviously, anyone anywhere can get the frames, but I would like to have that resource of having a frame representative available to them, as a lot of people do like to have at least that person to contact, so they're not just contacting me and stuff like that. But I think it really helps my business that I am a student right now. I'm in this amazing school, Illinois College of Optometry, that has so many really just smart classmates, and they're so interested in 24K, and they're also interested in, you know, coming up with new ideas to help add some more unique vibes to the optometry profession. And where a lot of businesses are that kind of take charge of our optometry world, there are a lot of these bigger companies. So we've always discussed a lot about how to make things more unique, how to, you know, branch out, be different from these other companies, and just putting our heads together. They've been so helpful for me in this process. It's definitely not just me alone. There's a lot of people underneath definitely helping form this company and kind of where it's going.
So you're talking about collaborating with fellow students and mentors within the school. Do you have tips for other student optometrists out there that have ideas that they think can shake up optometry as an industry and improve upon what we are doing as a profession to take care of our patient? How do they make that happen while balancing their student careers?
I think that a lot of times, especially as a first year, I know that if you ever have an idea, there's that feeling where you don't want to speak up, because one, we're not as familiar with the optometry world as obviously actual optometrists or anything like that. But I think optometry, once you actually are like having these discussions and stuff, you'll realize that people want to hear your voice. And whether it's a really bizarre idea or if it's something totally outside the box, it's actually so important to have those conversations and to just kind of put yourself out there, especially if you are young and you aren't necessarily as confident in what you're saying, but to reach out and just work together. I think that actually is like so refreshing for us when the students and my colleagues and we just like talk about that stuff. It's actually really refreshing. And I think it's actually a healthy conversation to have amongst the colleagues and stuff. But I think that it would be kind of cool to have either a class or some kind of club that was the focus, because there's probably some really good conversations that could happen, those groups too.
What a great idea. Instead of like just a private practice club, when we think about traditional business ownership, it could be like optometry entrepreneurial club, because there's so much innovation in small businesses that could stem from outside of just I'm owning this brick and mortar practice.
Totally, totally.
So if someone's interested in carrying your frame line or learning more information, what's good contact information for you, Chelsea?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.24kllc.com. You can find that website on our Instagram, our Facebook, anything like that. And basically all you have to do is you can either shoot us an email and we can send you the registration link, or we also have a registration link on our website. The registration link is just to basically identify that the person who wants to purchase the frames is a eye care professional. Since we don't sell retail, we only sell wholesale to eye care professionals. So that's how you get connected there. And then one of us will reach out to you and get things started, whether you want to bring in a opening order, or you want to just bring in a frame box and see how frames work.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you on, and we're looking forward to see who's going to win this great frame giveaway. So you guys follow us on Instagram to get all the details.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.